This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for Around Montgomery County. Joining me on this week's program is co-coordinator of the Hillsborough Food Co-op, Carrie McCormick. Welcome.
Thank you.
And can you start off by telling us about the Food Co-op and what you do?
Yes, we are a branch of the St. Louis Area Community Helpings Co-op. They started a small co-op in the St. Louis area that has since grown into the Metro East and into parts of Missouri. We essentially try to be a one-stop shop. Our main focus has always been our produce basket, which is 50% fruit and 50% vegetables. And we do that for $22 plus tax per basket. We don't make you buy that. That is just our best value, the thing that we use to market, and it's kind of the thing that brings people in. What we do have is a website completely full of anything under the sun, not only produce, but we also have items from St. Louis area manufacturers and manufacturers from the Metro East. We have places in Muscoda, Illinois, places in the St. Louis area that provide tortillas, the flour tortilla shells, to places, you know, to restaurants, things that you can't buy in the store. We can get those for you. We can do local honey. We get different jellies and jams and just a myriad of products. It's just the website is phenomenal and it's huge and it grows every single day. One of our biggest sellers is from Trenton, Illinois, and that is our Windcrest Dairy Yogurt. If you ask anyone that's ever used our co-op, they will tell you, buy the yogurt. So we have a huge, huge following for the, especially the Greek vanilla yogurt from the Windcrest Dairy in Trenton, which I have to say that they love visitors. So if anybody ever has a chance to get over there, please go visit them.
All right. So can you explain a little bit about how it works? Like, is it, you go to the website and order...
You will go to the website, and again, there's a lot of different products. The featured item is obviously going to be our produce basket, which again is $22. You would go through it, and everything is sorted by category, and you would set up an account, of course, and it's not going to ask you for your financial information for your account. It will never save that, but it will just get your, you know, name and address, and it will pick the location, help you pick the location that's closest to you, which in our case would be Hillsborough. And then you would go ahead and place things in your shopping cart. And then once you check out, everything is done through PayPal. You would be able to use, of course, a PayPal account if you have one, or if you are using a credit or debit card, that is also processed through PayPal so that they handle the transaction and everything is safe. But you don't have to have a PayPal account to do it.
Okay. And so then it is delivered to Hillsborough?
Or yes.
How does that work?
We, once everybody places their orders, which our ordering cycles run, our current ordering cycle will start on Friday. It will start Friday, June 19th, and run through Monday, June 29th. At 10 p.m. Ours always ends at 10 p.m. on a Monday. And then our next pickup day will be July 2nd. And what that is at the Beckemeyer Elementary School gymnasium. We will either be inside or outside, depending on the weather. And you will come between the hours of 5 and 5:30. Actually, some people can come a little earlier than that. Sometimes we are done a little early. But you would come and pick up your order at that time. We get them in around 3:30, and then we will sort them and get everybody's into its rightful place. And then have, you know, we ask for volunteers. Let me throw that out there. We always love volunteers. Mm-hmm. And we will get everything off the truck, get it all sorted by name, and have it ready to go for you.
All right. So what has your role been in all of this?
Well, I started out just as a volunteer. I would show up and I would help to sort and unload and get everything going. And then I would sit and check people in when they came in to pick up their orders. As we've went along, I've actually started doing the paperwork for the co-op and coordinating deliveries and things like that. Elise, my co-coordinator, she's been there from the very beginning. She's also a school teacher, and she's a mother of a very young child, so she's very busy. But she is amazing, and she helps with everything also. We are always trying to get the word out and increase, you know, our numbers and just really try to boost everything that's that goes with the co-op. Her biggest focus when she brought the co-op here is because she's a teacher. She sees a lot of kids who don't get the meals like they should, and she really wants to bring, you know, healthier eating into our schools, and which is where we primarily did our advertising, was through the schools. And she's really looking to, you know, just really put a healthy impact out there for everyone. So
yeah, that was going to kind of be my next question, is just what's important about this and why should people get involved?
It's not only is it healthy, but there, everyone is so busy anymore. And one of my biggest selling points to people is, if you are not a meal planner, become a meal planner, because you will always eat healthier. And when we put out a basket list, which we do on our Facebook page, at the beginning of the ordering cycle, it gives you a chance to look and say, okay, in, you know, 2 weeks, this is what I'm going to have. I'm going to have a box with all of these things in it. Now I need to sit down and figure out what I'm going to do with all of this. And it really does. It promotes healthy eating. It puts you on a better schedule. It's just better for everyone.
All right. And you get some unique foods in the process.
Yes, we do. My favorite thing to tell people is that I had never heard of an acorn squash before we started this. And it is one of my favorite things in the world now. Mm.
So wasn't, if I remember right, there's kind of a, like a random grab box.
Yes. The produce basket that we sell is, it was initially made for a family of four. We realized that there are a lot of single people or people, you know, without children and things like that. So we tried to make it to where we also have an option called the bonus box. And it really is kind of a grab bag. They just, it's about the size of a ream of paper, a paper ream box. Okay. And it is just a grab bag. It's also 50% fruit, 50% vegetable. Plus, sometimes they throw in some of our extra items, seasonings, dip mixes, things like that. It just kind of depends on what they have a surplus of. Okay. But it's only $12, and it is a huge, huge seller for us.
And so that's just kind of, you don't know what you're going to get, but...
You don't. But we had someone a couple weeks ago that got a fennel bulb. We never have fennel. That's amazing. I talked them out of that fennel bulb, just throwing that out.
All right. Well, fun and healthy, I guess.
It is. And I have to say that volunteers, we do have a really good time. Yes, you come in and you work for a half an hour or so, but we have a lot of fun and we joke around, and it's kind of a social hour for everyone. So,
all right, cool. So how can people find out more about your co-op?
I would suggest, if you're on Facebook, to visit us on our Facebook page, which is the Hillsboro Co-op. And there's no space there, just Hillsboro Co-op. Or you can email us at hillsboro@groups.communityhelpingscoop.com. And the website is just www.communityhelpingscoop.com. So we have, you know, a few different avenues there. But it's really an amazing program, and I'm so happy that we've been able to maintain it this long. We realize that people do garden through the summer, and so, you know, if it's not something you're interested in yet, or if you just want to get on there and look at some of our extra items, that's great. We always welcome that. A couple things that I do want to throw out there is we have a local pork producer from Greenville that attends all of our deliveries, and they are Beckert Meats. They have some amazing products. If you've ever attended the summer concert series in Hillsboro, they have their brats featured there. They are amazing. They have about 15 different flavors of brats now. Just Little shout out to them. They're amazing. It's a great thing. Plus, we always, if there is someone in the community who has something that they would like to bring, we are always very welcoming of that. Just send us, you can send us a message on Facebook or send us an email. We had John and Emma's Organic Produce come and do a few things with us over the years. We have had one of our customers that came and sold pumpkins at Halloween. You know, we are always very welcoming. So just let us know and we'll see if we can accommodate.
All right, cool. Well, that's all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would just like to say that a lot of hard work goes into this, and we have some amazing volunteers. We're always looking for people that want to come and help out, and I always encourage high school students. It's something you can put on your college resumes. Yes. So if you would like to come help us out, just, you know, check in with us, and we can find something for you.
All right. Cool. Well, thanks for joining me today and telling me all about it.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to this week's edition of Around Montgomery County with my guest, co-coordinator of the Hillsboro Food Co-op, Carrie McCormick. And I'm your host, Sarah Tomach.